Ever since I heard the howling wind, I didn't need to go and no Bible way. Then you know your gifts seem heaven sent, just leaving to a collar that's the thing. I don't know how you house the sin,
but you're free now.
I was never sure how much of you I could let in.
And I'm free now.
Won't you settle down, baby? Your love has been Heavenly Father. It's definitely lava. Why you don't carry other names?
I'm Mia. Mila will be here soon. This is Mess Machine. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. There she is! Today we have a devastatingly sad show for you. Get excited. This is Heavenly Father by Bon Iver. We'll be back soon. Thanks for tuning in.
Love is left in it.
pseudonym on everybody else. Talking about something meaningless. It's just so from the way I'm looking at you right now. I wanna look you back and then kill myself. And I'm not so very sexy when somebody loves you this much, knows you this well. But it's the way it is. I sense it's not the best time to be trying to fuck with your head and digging up old ground. So I squash you down.
We'll be right back.
Feeling sad yet?
Hey guys,
are you crying yet?
Hey, I want to let everyone know I was already crying when I woke up this morning, simply because of the fact that I'd just come back from the beach and I walked out of my door and it was snowing.
Yeah.
And I think that's sadder than anything that's ever happened to anyone. Not to be insensitive, but
that's a crazy thing to say.
But I will say the weather is not supporting, like, joy and whimsy right now.
Post-spring break slump. But for two reasons, I think. Number one, most of us are coming back from warm places to a cold place.
Yeah.
And yesterday was rainy and it snowed last night.
Thank God I wasn't here.
Second reason is that we're nearing the end, and that is also a sad thing. So,
guys.
Devastating in two ways. From our selections today, we want you to feel sad.
Wait, I have a good way to describe
wait,
this.
Wait. Can I say my thing and you say your thing? Because it might be the same, might be different.
Okay.
But, like, you're so sad that you're at the point that you need to accept it, so you just listen to sad music to, like, cry and get it out. And a lot of these songs, honestly, first of all, do that for me, and second of all, like, make me have that horrible feeling in my stomach that's, like, oh my God, I need to get through this before I can get out of it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that like light at the end of the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
That was our last show. You
that's
guys.
True, that's true.
It's all connected.
In a way.
No, I agree with that. And I also think I feel like I kind of I don't like saying sad because it just seems so simple, even mm-hmm. though that's a very good word to describe things.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was listening to the playlist, Mia actually locked in on this playlist way before me and put a bunch of
finally.
Music in. And so I was listening Never to what she suggested. And I felt like it's like you feel as though your soul is weighing your body down.
Oh my goodness.
Like you can feel something heavy inside of you mm-hmm. that is not specifically your body, but it is affecting the rest of your body, like making you almost like drift into something else. And that's sort of the only thing you can feel. So whether that be sad or whatever, like soul crushing, gut wrenching,
mm-hmm.
In that moment, like you're sort of unaware of anything but that physical discomfort of being weighed down. And when I was growing up, my mom, who is a lovely, very positive, joyful Texan woman, used to say whenever she was feeling sad, she would watch really, really sad movies, like devastating movies, like mm-hmm. Fault in Our Stars type, you know, like like you really got to make it through, because she always wanted to give herself a reason, specifically when she was feeling like melancholic or lethargic. She wanted to give herself a reason to feel sad and just feel that and express it and get through it rather than trying to push it away. And I feel like that's a kind of a healthy look, but I think listening to sad music kind of does the same thing, where yes, it probably makes you feel worse, but it also makes you feel valid in those emotions and allow yourself to sort of drift into whatever that soul crushing feeling is.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think accepting it is the key. Mm-hmm. And what I wrote in our description of the Spotify playlist is you bask in it.
Oh, that's a good one.
We're basking in it.
Mm-hmm.
And also I think that yes, you can give yourself reasons to be sad that aren't the reasons that, you know, are naturally occurring. But also, it's okay to be sad for no reason.
Yeah. Melancholy is really important. Mm-hmm. And I think if you've ever seen the movie, I Saw the TV Glow. I plug this movie far too much. It will genuinely change your entire life, first of all. And there's not a lot of movies that do that.
I don't really like that movie.
I don't know why you don't like that movie.
It
like,
really made me uncomfortable.
It is. Well, that's the thing. It does make you really uncomfortable.
I don't like movies that do that. I want happy. I don't know, but
it is one of those movies that it is technically a horror movie, but it's not like horror in the traditional sense, because by the end of the film you are sort of just feeling exactly what the characters are feeling, because it kind of goes slowly where you're becoming them throughout the film, and then by the end of it you've already accidentally subconsciously become them, and so you're living this like life that they're living, and it's very, I mean, it's kind of devastating.
Yeah, guys. It's horrible.
It's horrible. And so then you're feeling all of their feelings. And the filmmaker, I think it was one of this filmmaker's first films, actually. But they really did a good job at sort of making you experience exactly what the characters are experiencing and feeling that very fully. And so that's how I don't know what my point was there, you guys. I sort of lost it. But
feel it. Feel
oh, yeah,
it fully.
Melancholy. Yeah. The whole like theme of the movie is melancholy. And like the main villain is Mr. Melancholy, and just basically like watching your life slip away, which is I think how a lot of people are feeling right now in their last semester of college or whatever semester of college you're at.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that like there's always the light at the end of the tunnel, mm-hmm. and sometimes you just need to feel that stress and know that good will come. Even if this chapter is ending, it doesn't mean that like your life is over. And I think that people care too much about your age or about where you are in life when all that really matters is that you find something that gives you joy. And if that's sad songs on a rainy day, then like, oh well, you know. Okay, well, I'll shut up now, guys.
I wanted this to be in the background of your speech.
Oh, that would have been lovely.
Well, now you stop talking.
Well, okay, wait, I'll just give you guys a rundown of the next couple songs, and then Mia can talk about hers as well, and then we can go back into it.
But you don't know which ones they are.
It's in the dome.
I memorized.
No, all right, good. So we have Forgiveness by Quinny is coming up in about 3 songs. It's one of my favorites. Quinny is really good at her emotions being expressed in her voice. Her voice is really interesting, and I suggest checking her out. What else do we have?
I forgot already, guys. Now you can't even hear my song.
Death Grips by Etta Marcus. That's a shout out for my lovely, beautiful, gorgeous Morgan Rosansky. She is abroad in Chile, and she won't hear this because of the time difference and because she's loved and busy. But she introduced me to this song, and then we sat in the car and listened to it for about 2 weeks, just straight. And then last thing is, I think Kate Stevenson, a Kate Stevenson song.
I put that one
up. Yep. And I'd like to say she has a show in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Really?
On May 15th.
Now, I didn't know that.
If you're not a senior, you probably won't be here May 15th because our graduation is the 17th. But if you are here, you should go. She is opening for another band, but she's going to be amazing. And yeah, I think we have two Kate Stevenson songs on today, and you should listen up for them.
All right. We have plenty of time to yap and be sad, so thanks for tuning in. This is A Wash by Runner. See you later. Hopefully sad.
Catch you later. Don't cry in Tish.
Through
We're back. Mia says hi. There we go. Oh.
Sorry, I just messed up the thing.
Thank you for that sound effect. I loved it. It's beautiful.
Sorry.
We have a couple things to say to you today, right now. Which one would you like to start with?
Usually our slot is 12 to 1 on Tuesdays, but today
dun, 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 dun.
We're staying late.
Yay. Because we want to,
sorry.
Because we want to give you guys, just like the best sad terrible experience of your life. I'm sure the person who usually has that slot, we know that he is amazing and plays awesome music. But today we're set on breaking your soul, so it's gonna take a little more time than just an hour.
And let me just say that this is really kind of important that we have an hour plus because. We decided a theme every week, but we
procrastinate.
Have been like waiting to do like a sad show.
Oh my god!
Because
yes.
It's just like so easy for us that I don't know.
I was just talking about this last night. I get allegations that my music is sad all the time.
Okay, well, like the allegations are true.
No, that's not true. Hold on. I don't think my music is sad. I don't think the songs I listen to are sad. But that just means that the music that I think is sad, it's life-ending. Like, my daily music, I'm like, no, that's not sad. That's like, it's a good song.
And that is true for me as well.
I think we both have that. Oh, we should tell the Leith Roth story.
Well, should we tell it before we play the song? Or
when are we playing this?
Well, at the end.
Okay.
Well, we can just preface... As you can tell, we both enjoy sad music,
mm-hmm.
and as you may or may not know, we were freshman year roommates,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and for the first semester, like, probably every day, I think it lasted the whole semester.
Every single morning.
I would go and brush my teeth, or, like, I'd be ready to brush my teeth, and I would, like, play music on my phone, and it was always, like, really upsetting music, and I would just cry. I would just stand using my... toothbrushes and microphone and just cry while Mila was laying in bed.
I would get a morning concert where we would play a specific song that you guys will hear later and cry
mm-hmm.
every morning, and Mia was performing it for me, and it really I think it strengthened our bond a whole lot.
100% And we were both going through things, and this song just spoke to both of us.
It really did.
And so this pattern happened so much so that I do have a playlist on my Spotify, if you would scroll all the way down, that's called Mia Crying in the Morning, and it's that song and a bunch of other devastating things.
Of course, yes.
Which, like I said before, are the kind of songs that, like, really make my stomach hurt.
Yeah, that's a good way to say it, because that is true. I think that emotional pain is very physical for a lot of people.
Mm.
Or not pain, but, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there are some people
when you
that
feel strongly, it manifests in your body.
Yes, yeah. Actually, and there are some people who don't feel that way, and they kind of scare me. All right, but the one thing I wanted to say about the fact that we are going into 1 o'clock, past 1 o'clock, is if anyone has any song suggestions, there is a DJ chat in WMFO
on the website,
and you can go and send us suggestions or memes, which is apparently what people are doing.
I know. I always look at the history. It's hilarious.
Did you send the whale thing?
No, yesterday at 8:39 p.m., not me.
Oh, got it. Okay. So, anyways, go to the DJ chat and tell us some song suggestions that you have. Or call in to test if Mia, because you can call in, to test if Mia is going to be able to figure out how to pick up the phone, because I already tried and failed. So we'll see.
We will see.
We will see.
Do we have
anything else to say?
I don't know. I'm going to start playing the next song.
Okay, perfect. Well, yeah, or any thoughts, feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us how you are.
We'll come back on later.
Yeah, we have to do a
PSA. Forgot about that in our sadness.
Sorry, guys.
This is Save Us by Len and Stella. This is a high school song for me. Like, probably the lowest point in my life. So, please enjoy.
Because you're gonna hurt my feelings. I think we should take our clothes off. Give a Friday night some meaning. Maybe you can rip my blouse. Smoking in the front seat, speeding. I know you think that I'm no good, but everybody's got their demons. Maybe you can keep me under the stairs, but you give me what I want if I take it off. Hold my hand, baby, just drive. Yeah, I think I got a crush, wanna take it off. In your room screaming suicide. Yeah, come and join the club, wanna take it off. In my head, we can just ride. Yeah, I think I got a crush, wanna take it off. Always on my best behavior. Maybe I could just sleep next to you. You could be the perfect stranger. I hate that you know it's a lie. You're in the wind and on my mind. I
longer than a minute. Felt like a year. I'll never be the miss of anything I fear. So I'll take another minute and we'll call it here. I wanna be the best you've ever had, my dear. Going onward, going onward, going on. I'm loving on your linens, crossing all your T's. There's not a lot to lose, there's lots of use in me. So I'll dress up as the villain, think I'm wearing it well. Won't you come on over? Take it off and make it easier to tell. Going onward, going onward, going on, going on.
Yeah.
Is it wrong? Is it right?
Blackout emergency preparedness. PSA. If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet, shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready to eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergencies can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it is also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. A public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. I did choose this PSA randomly, but I do have something to say. While I was home in Kentucky, there was a thunderstorm, and every single stoplight on my way home at midnight after going out to the bars was off, and there were just cops everywhere, shining huge spotlights at people to make them stop in intersections, and all the water went out in my house, so I didn't have a sink or anything for like 2 days, and that sucked. Honestly, it really wasn't that big a deal, but do take it seriously. This PSA is for your information, FYI.
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 We're nearing the end of the hour, which means that we have to tell you that we're Mess Machine.
This is Mess Machine.
This is Mess Machine. I'm Mia.
I'm Mila.
And you're listening to 91.5.
Yeah.
FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I always get confused because a radio station in the DC area at home is 97.1, and it just, like, in my head sounds the same as 91.5, and so every time I say that, I think it's wrong.
Well, mine's 98.9, so it's the same type of vibe.
You've been also listening to Leith Ross in the background, which is, like, they're the queen of devastatingness.
Oh my god, I didn't realize we were playing this in the background when we were talking about it, and I low-key think we should go back and listen to it again, because this is a song, it's called... We'll Never Have Sex.
Yeah,
dude.
There's another one playing now, but
it's fine. It's fine, guys. We'll circle back.
We can circle back.
We had something to say. Oh, Mia asked me when the last. She was like, "We need to tell sad stories." And what did you say?
When was the last time that you cried in front of someone? That's what I asked you.
Yeah, and then my answer, and it's an entirely truthful answer, was it was really cold, and I'm gonna start crying now, but it was really cold, and
you
I was
crying in
Porter Square with my friend, and there were two pigeons that were really freezing cold on the ground, and they were huddled up together, and they had all their feathers fluffed out, and I felt very moved by that image. It wasn't really a sad cry, it was just more of like, oh my god, those are the cutest pigeons I've ever
that
seen.
That counts.
But I saw this thing that's like, if you hate pigeons, if you know someone who hates pigeons, you then know that they're a bad person, and you shouldn't trust them. And I stand by
that. I don't like pigeons.
You're a bad person and I can't trust you.
Okay. Whatever.
I don't get what the problem is. And also, they're literally pets. They were meant to be pets.
I guess I feel sad for them, but I just, like, don't really... I have trauma. Okay.
Go ahead.
I was in Australia.
Did you get attacked by a pigeon?
We were walking in the park and there was this huge flock of pigeons. Which, actually, I don't know if they were pigeons, because Australia doesn't really have pigeons.
Australian pigeon. In my head, an Australian pigeon is, like, super buff and terrifying.
Honestly, yeah. Anyway, we were walking, this huge flock of pigeons like was going somewhere else, and it just like flew straight at us, right over our heads, into like a tree. But it was just like scary.
That sounds awful. Oh, especially if it's all up in your biz, you just don't know someone's gonna kamikaze. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Worst case,
it
scenario.
Was terrifying, and we were just like, like, I think a pigeon. You're frozen. What are you supposed to do? Can't. Okay.
God,
we need to.
So devastating. Yes. Okay. We're gonna go. Back
we're gonna
to this.
Go back. You'll hear "To Learn" by Leith Ross, and then "For the Daughter I'll Never Have" by Kate Stevenson.
Kate Stevenson. This song, you guys just gotta sit in it. It's so terrible. Listen to the lyrics for this one, because this one's like really lyric heavy.
Okay. We are nearing the end, so if you're not crying yet, you should be. Thanks for tuning in. See you soon. This is Leith Ross.
Can I say I'm learning to lie, but I'm living to learn what to lie about. I'm losing again from holding too tight, but I'm living to lose what I can do without. I've played a few games where no score could be fitting, but I'm learning when winning's just not worth the sport. And I've been so ashamed that I've run like the wind, but I'm learning about giving up and sparing the worst. Self-hatred.